Shir number 70. Chavis Halvavis is continuing practical bitachin in regards to dealing with other people. And now he continues and says, Vilu derech hashima shanocham bavitachim alik belikim. The proper way of using bitachin in Hashem. B'mashenegeli yachsei klapi akites hashayna shabnei adam. In regards to one's relationship between different types of people. Whether people whose stature is higher than yours, or the people whose stature is lower than yours, who's that? This is the rule. When a person is forced to seek out someone else's help, you have to ask them for help, and especially if it's someone who is above your stature. It's very tough. This guy's powerful, this guy's the doctor, this guy is the inspector, this guy's the manager. He's the one who's going to get me when I need. And I have to come on to ask him. A person has to b'teach b'kodesh baruch hu. V'yases anoshim alalu rak lem tzoi. These people, he has to view them as a conduit. Shal yada yetzi oisidavr lapayel. Hashem is the one who does it. Hashem is the one who does it. However, he has shluchim, he has conduits, that he brings it about, pipelines that he brings it through. Rav Rubinstein, not only from the Sefer, but I heard from his Talmidim as well, one of his biggest mishalim in life, we may have mentioned it earlier, I don't remember, in the Sefer, is the puppet master. And that's the mashal of a little boy who watches a puppet show. And he's so fascinated by the puppets, he wants to meet each one of them. And the father explains to him that they're just puppets. But to the boy, they seem so real, and he can't understand it. And one day, he looked above the stage, and he saw there was a puppet master on top who was pulling the strings of these puppets. And he ran the show. And that's how the world runs. We're all puppets, and Hashem pulls the strings. He's the puppet master. So, the same thing is, you have to view the person that you're asking for as the puppet, as the conduit that Hashem will choose or not choose, or has chosen for you to go and ask your needs from Him. And He'll decide if this person is going to actually give you what you need. And the mashal, where it's easier to see, Kimayshu oises ibro ha'damas riyasa lemtsoye shal yodi yasig es parnasasi. Hashem could make it that man will fall from Shemayim and everyone have their parnasa, money will grow on trees in your backyard. But Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem wants there to be an emtsoi, to be a middleman. So He says, you got to go and plant, you got to work the land. And when you do that, things will grow and you'll have parnasa. But you know that it's not really the land that's giving you the parnasa. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Seder Zeraim is called Amuna. It's called Amuna. V'hayamuna sitecha chayitzin shuas chachma v'das is a pasuk. The Gemara Darshan's Amunas is referring to Seder Zeraim. Shemamin b'boro ilam v'zareya. Why? Because in order to plant, you have to have Amuna. So many things could go wrong when you plant that are not in your control. The seeds could rot, there could be a drought, etc. and etc. A person who plants, the biggest farmer and the biggest educated person in this malacha knows that it's not dependent on him. It's dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has to do normal ishtadlus, but the result is in Hashem's hand. It says the Chavis HaLevavos, asking someone for help is also part of normal ishtadlus. But the focus has to be that the one who's providing is the Ribbono Shel Olam. If Hashem chooses, in the mashal of the Adama, that he should get his parnasa through the crops, it'll grow, it'll prosper. You don't thank the ground for it. And if Hashem doesn't want to provide his parnasa through crops, He could do whatever he tried to do. Make all the shtalis in the world. It's not going to work. And even if it grows, it'll get ruined. Because Hashem has chosen, this is not the conduit for him. He has to make his ishtadlus. But Hashem chose that this is not his puppet. And what happens? What happens if it doesn't work out? Do you blame the ground? You don't blame the ground. The Rebbeinu Hashem has chosen for it not to work. So too, when you ask something from someone else, al yachshoiv, don't think. If you're asking from a strong person, so there's more of a chance that it's going to happen. Whoever you need to ask, each of them could do the things equally. Because it only conduits. Now obviously you have to ask the right person. If you go and you need some type of plumbing job, and you go to an electrician, so obviously that's not a proper ishtadlus. But in proper ishtadlus, even if a person doesn't end up at what seems to be the best option, again, if the best option is part of his ishtadlus, as we mentioned earlier, nagia to doctors, so Rubinstein says, for regular things, a regular doctor's okay. But when things are big things, then you got to go for the best. But whatever, the ishtadlus is mechayev of a person. And if out of a person's control, he doesn't end up by the most chazak, he doesn't end up by the best guy, he made his ishtadlus and he ends up by someone else. So he cannot think to himself, well, because I ended up by that person, so it's not going to happen. Because they're just conduits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shal yodam habayir noisen es hadavar. V'yiftach alikim yisbarach sheyotzi es hadavar lapayil. His bitachin has to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring it about if and when he wants through any person that he wants.